It's a dog's life. Okay, everybody quiet down. Please take your seats. The Friday night meeting of the Loyal Order of the Dog is about to begin. Yes, what is it, Sister Lana?
We can't start the meeting yet, Brothership, because Old Yeller isn't here.
You are absolutely right, Sister Lana. Does anybody know where Old Yeller is? Yes, what is it, Brother Spike? Do you know where Old Yeller is?
Yeah, I do. And Old Yeller won't be joining us tonight, because he's injured.
Okay, Brother Spike, what exactly happened to Old Yeller?
He had an accident.
What kind of an accident?
As you know, Old Yeller, he doesn't see as well as he used to, so, when he mistook my leg for a fire hydrant, I bit him on the ear.
Is it going to be all right?
Oh, yeah. I took him straight to the vet, and they said that they're pretty sure that he can sew his ear back on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Brother Spike, that's no way to treat another brother. We can't have you doing that.
Oh, yeah? Well, who's going to stop me?
I will. As long as I'm the alpha dog here, you will obey the rules. Are you clear on that, Brother Spike?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I've forgotten. What kind of dog are you, Brother Spike?
I'm a boxer.
Yeah, I should have known that. Well, keep control of yourself in the future, Spike. Now we have some new business, as we have a new recruit who wants to join our organization, and we also have a complaint from a member of the public. I'll deal with the complaint first. Brother Juan, this involves you. So can you please tell me what happened between you and a Mr. Barney Ross last Wednesday night down at the Dog Walkers Pub? Now follow procedure. State your dog name and breed, and then fill us in on the details.
My name is Juan, and I'm a Chihuahua. Last Wednesday night, I was standing next to a pit bull outside a dog walker's pub when a man, I guess he was a Señor Barney Ross, came up to me and asked me if my dog bites.
And what did you say, Juan?
I told him, no, Señor, my dog doesn't bite. So then he reaches down to pat the pit bull, and the pit bull bites him very hard in the hand. And he says to me, I thought you said your dog doesn't bite. I said, si, senor, my dog doesn't bite, but that is not my dog, senor. My dog is asleep in my car.
Okay, no problem, Juan. Just a little communication mix-up. Next, we have an application for a new member to our group. Would Gloria Martin please stand? Now, Gloria, I'm reading your application, and I see that you had some problems filling it out.
Oh. I'm sorry. I did the best I could with it. What parts are you having a problem with?
Well, Gloria, after your name, it says sex, and you wrote, sometimes?
Yeah, well, I didn't really understand what you wanted there.
It is your sex that we wanted there, Gloria. You should have written stud if you were a male, or bitch if you were a female.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know that. Is there anything else?
You were supposed to write what kind of a dog you want to be, such as a poodle, cocker spaniel, etc. So what kind of a dog do you want to be, Gloria?
Oh, I see. I get it now. Could I be a Lhasa Apso?
You sure can, Gloria. We don't have one of those in our group. Okay, I'm going to call a vote. All those in favor of Gloria being inducted into the Loyal Order of the Dog, please raise your paws. Okay, Sister Gloria, you are now one of us. You will receive your dog collar and dog license at the next meeting. That about does it for tonight's meeting, so it's time to chow down. Bring out the food. Oh, and as a special treat tonight, we have bones to chew on.
Brother Alfredo will share his bone with me.
Brother Alfredo, would you turn to page 2 of the Rules of Conduct? Now please read paragraph 3 to me.
If a bitch wants to share your bone, you have to give it to her.
That's right, Alfredo. That's the rule. Bon appetit! Okay, And when we are finished here, we'll head down to Dog Walker's pub for a few cold ones, and maybe we'll find some cats to chase along the way.